Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Great Awakening.
Hello,
and welcome to the Great Awakening.
And I'm Russell Foster. And for the next 30 minutes, I'll be your host as we explore what it is to really tap into our truest potential, into our deepest sense of power, what it's really like to awaken to the true potential that lays within each one of us. I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Lee Vickers, author of Bodies of Light and founder of the most unique system for creating and tapping into the power that really lays within each of us and how we go about awakening that.
Hello, are you
and
there,
welcome
Cynthia?
Welcome to the Great Awakening.
I'm
yes,
Russell Foster,
hi.
And for the next 30 minutes, I'll be your host as we explore what it is to really tap into our truest potential, into our deepest sense of power. What it's really... Are you there?
Yeah.
Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can
I
you hear me?
For
can
some...
you hear me?
I can for some reason. We seem to be having a little technical thing, but I guess we got it all straightened out now. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
All right. Well, we've got a great show, and I'm looking forward to having an amazing conversation with you today. We are here with top psychic Cynthia Siegel, and we are going to be talking about all kinds of amazing things that we as human beings, as spiritual beings, can tap into and powers that we have and abilities that we can create just by taking the time to learn them. How does that sound?
I'm up for that. I'm
all
happy
right.
to learn stuff.
yeah. Well, I'm going to hope to share some of my insights, and I hope that you'll share some of yours.
And a few
it's
tips,
interesting.
A few techniques, a few tricks, and a special offer.
Ooh, I love special offers. That's great. It's interesting because I was putting the show together last week. I was kind of reminded of a story about how we met. And I thought it was so funny that when the gentleman that was with you introduced you and introduced you as one of the top psychics, I thought to myself, oh, yeah, okay, top psychic, you know, that's kind of like the title, you know, you see all over, coldest beer in town. And I thought to myself, okay, what does this really mean? You know, what does this really mean? But the interesting thing was that when I got to know Cynthia a little bit better, I realized that this wasn't just some sort of label that she conjured up, that this was a real title. And that she is ranked as one of the top 20 psychics, not just in the country, but in the world. So we're speaking with the best of the best here.
I don't know. I get all humbled when I hear that. What's interesting about that ranking is that it was done by my clients. So everyone who sent in an email and a testimonial helped me get that ranking. It's really humbling.
Sounds like you got a lot of love in your community there.
Actually,
well,
I have
got a lot of
happy.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have happy clients in 28 countries around the world.
Yes. And we're gonna talk a little bit about how you help them. But I thought before we get into the mechanics of how you work is just maybe share what it's like. I mean, I know that you had a pretty profound, great awakening of your own, if you will, that, you know, where you kind of developed all these or remembered them or downloaded them. So you want to tell that story very briefly about how that happened?
Yes. I spent 35 years designing computer systems and not liking my life. And I kept asking, what is my it? What is my gift? What am I here to do? And then one afternoon, I was sitting in my living room minding my own business, which, as you know, I never do. And I received what I called then a download, but what is called an awakening, of every psychic skill I'd ever heard about or read about. And I received it all in one stupendous afternoon.
Mm-hmm. So
that
what
was
effect
it?
Did that have on, how did that, what effect did it have on your life? I mean, that's got to be pretty amazing. You know, some people research this stuff and study it and go to classes to learn all this stuff. And here in one afternoon, you're basically just given this package, almost like almost like it was delivered by Amazon at your front door. It's like, okay, here it is. So how did that affect your life, that awakening to these powers that you had, or that you have now?
I closed my computer firm and decided to pursue this. I didn't know what to call it at the time, but I did know how deliriously wonderful it felt. I was half time and willing to help others and wanting everyone to know that they can get connected and you can get your own answers from inside or from upstairs or wherever they're coming from. What I did know is that everyone is capable of receiving this connection. And I've been on a mission ever since that afternoon to teach everyone how to get connected.
Well, that's, I think, what I love about talking to you so much. And you've been on the radio show with me a couple of times now. And, like, every time, it's always a pleasure to speak with you and your energy and your insight. And, you know, this the whole concept of just, you know, you use the term remembering that we have these skills, not so much learning them or relearning them or whatnot, but remembering them because that we've always had them, you know. And I think that that's so powerful. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of what you had was a great awakening, but it was more of a remembering of all these things that you already knew how to do.
Yeah, and I thank you for bringing that up because people ask how I'm able to teach these psychic skills so quickly. And I can teach any psychic skill you decide you want in under an hour. And the reason for that is exactly what you said. I'm really not teaching you anything. I'm helping you remember that you already have them. So as opposed to learning how to read or write, where it was actually something you had to labor at, this is totally different because it's already inside of you. All I have to do is remind you that it's there and teach you how to access it, and you are good to go.
Yeah. I'm all in with that, and I hope that our listeners get some really powerful information from that.
Yeah.
So what would you say is the number one skill or the number one tool that you use to really have a profound effect on your life and or the people that you help? Is there one that you really use, or is it just a kind of combination?
I would have to say, and you have to excuse the background noise. I'm sorry. The most powerful skill is the one where you hear your guidance. So you hear clearly which way you should go, what you should do. Is this a good business venture for you? Is this a good person to work with? Should I hire this person? All the way down to what should I eat? And for my girls out there, what should I wear?
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you go about helping people remember their skills? What's one of your methods that you do to kind of awaken some of these things in your clients or people that you work with?
All right. It's kind of everyone. So I'm going to see if I can find some pieces that are similar. So, yes, of course. The very first one would be a willingness. The person has to be willing to release their stories. So I don't really care what your belief system is or what your religious beliefs are or what you think you can and cannot do. If you can release all that just for the period of a one-hour session, then I'm able to move you as fast as you're allowing yourself to receive. So, for example, I worked with one client who said she wanted to learn how to talk to animals. And so we did that. And I said, you know, while we're doing this, it's kind of very similar, I can also teach you to talk to the dead. And she says, oh, no, you can't talk to the dead. And so, you know, I couldn't teach her that.
Well, it's so interesting because it goes right back to what, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, my passion is really helping people to find their own great awakening and then whatever that looks like for them. But like you said, I think one of the biggest things, you know, to unlocking and unleashing and remembering in your case, you know, are the true essence of who we are really is to get away from that, you know, these perceived limitations that we have. And it is so difficult because we do tend to focus. It's very easy to focus inward on the physical limitations of the body, you know, the fact that it needs to eat, we need water, it needs rest and whatnot, and some of the other what I would call mental limitations. But just as you said, when you can put those on hold for a short period of time, it's amazing what you can achieve and what you can actually, answers that you can come up with. And, you know, there's infinite potential in the silence of nothing really going on, of no mind, no perceived limitations, no thinking, as you say. But it's amazing, and if, once we get into that space, what we can do.
Yes.
And what's available to us.
When I do a lecture or a seminar or a workshop, one of the things I start with is by saying that I'm going to ask everybody to put their limitations and their belief systems out the door, and you can pick them up on your way out again.
Mm. Yeah, that's a cool visual in my mind. You know, just strip all that other stuff away that you don't need. Leave it at the door. Come in here with an open mind and a fresh sense of beingness and openness.
Right. Because that's all I need from a client is just, I call it a little crack in the belief system. If there's a little crack that we can pour light through, you are on your way.
Yeah. Well, that's true, and that's what I find the nature of the business that I get involved with when I work with people one-on-one. I would say that probably 80 to 85% of what I do is help people strip away whatever's getting in the way, the story, or whatever things are getting convoluted into the decision-making process. And some of these things may or may not be true that are coming up, but so often the mind goes in this mental roller coaster ride of what if this and what if that, and kind of likes to pile all this stuff into any decision that we make. And it's so convoluted, as I said, that when you can strip away and really get down to the true essence of what the decision's all about, and as you're saying, add in another dimension of divine guidance, it's just so smooth and almost effortless how decisions can be made. And it's a gift that I hope that you and I can both share and kind of continue to expand with other people as they have their own awakening about that. So with that, how do you help people make decisions? I know you have a pretty interesting methodology that you use and you teach.
It's true. The teaching part, which is where, I don't know, my biggest delight lies in helping people learn how to test. I call it success testing.
Okay.
And it's a very simple method of rubbing two fingers together to get yes, no answers. And that's what I teach my clients. And then what we'll do is go one step further and play in a few different questions with them so they get how it feels to actually use it.
And I think I understand you. You have an offer that you want to share with our listeners. If they call in or if they contact you and mention the radio show, you want to talk about that real quickly before we go into a little bit more information about how it really works? Okay.
Yes. So if you purchase an Ask a Question session, which is $25, I will happily teach you the success testing technique, which is a $300 value, as a gift for mentioning Canine Radio Show.
Very cool. So why don't we talk a little bit more about what that is? I have learned this system from you, and I really find it extremely powerful. And what I like about it is that, you know, I learned another system or a similar system, you know, a very rudimentary system, I would say, that's called muscle testing or, you know, where we use the human body as a pendulum to get a yes or no answer, or you can use your arm or different methods to get a yes or no answer. But the system that you're talking about is so much more advanced. So why don't you share a little bit more detail about how it works and how it benefits people making decisions and whatnot.
Okay. So let's say you had to hire an employee. So you can do a lot of research and background checks and, you know, everything on the physical level that we're used to doing, talk to their previous employees, whatever. But this muscle testing technique, which is like a one-step past muscle testing, actually allows you to get clear yes-no answer on should you hire this employee. And I have a lot of clients that will call me to say, should I go into business with this person? Should we move into this state as a possibility for business? And so I can help you get a yes-no answer to that. And then I can also it's as though your question becomes a chapter heading of information. So you ask your question, and I'll give you an answer, and then I'll give you the background and the future of of what that answer will imply. So the beautiful thing about asking and receiving the information is something that I love. It's called free will. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, if you're calling a psychic all the time to get answers, then where is free will? And so I call it Cynthia Siegel's definition of free will. And that is, it's quite simply that you ask the question, you receive the answer, and then you choose not to follow it. And I know that a lot of our listeners have had, you know, like you have a gut feeling about you shouldn't do something and you do it anyway. Or you have, you walk into a room and you just feel not good being in that room, but you stay anyway because it looks like it might be a good party. And then you end up with, I don't know, a bacteria or a virus or something. So your body is doing the best it can to create your best life for you. But unless we have confidence in following that guidance, then it just goes unheeded and ends up in a lot of hilarity. And someone asked me one time why it seemed so easy for me to follow the guidance. And I said, it's not that it was just like that, like easy to follow the guidance. It's that I had enough experiences of not following the guidance that I decided to follow it.
Well, that's so true, and I think that that's, you know, the next thing I'd like to kind of get into is, like, how often we know, you know, we get this gut feeling or something that we can't necessarily put into words, per se, but we know is the right thing to do, and we end up doing something other than that, and then we get this big hit on the head that kind of is a reassurance that we shouldn't have done that, and that's, I think, like you said, that those experiences become the resources that we use to, like, okay, even if I don't understand why I'm doing this, the muscle testing and the success testing is really guiding me in this direction, even if I don't understand exactly why. I trust it and I know it from all these past experiences.
Exactly.
Well, and the other thing I was going to say too, that's okay. Well, the other thing I was going to say too is that when you mentioned your offer, which I like to promote again, is that, you know, when you do a one question with Cynthia, it's not, the answer isn't a yes or no. It's an extremely detailed kind of overview of what's going on. Like she says, when I did my first one question with her, I was really, I would say, a little bit skeptical almost about what kind of information I was going to get back. And when we actually did it, and she gave me all this information, I was, go ahead.
I love your story about the coldest beer in town. That's hilarious.
Well, that's one of them, and the same thing was that, you know, when we did the one question the very first time, and I, like I said, I was a little skeptical about what kind of information I would get. I was really blown away by the depth of the information that you were able to provide just on one little question. It wasn't a yes, no, do this, do that. It was this real deep, in-depth, kind of almost like a three-dimensional view of the question I had, that, but all the important information around it as well. So I was just going to share that's a really, really powerful thing that you're offering as well.
Yeah, thank you for that. And the thing that I think that sets me apart from the other psychics, and clearly how I got into the top 20 in the world, is that when you know this testing method, you can test the validity of my answer. So you can test that I'm telling you the truth. And an extrapolation of that is that you can now test everyone around you to see if they're telling you the truth, which is it's a beautiful thing, because so many of us will read something like drinking lemon water in the morning is going to cure cancer. And so we believe it because of the place we've read it. We believe it has value. But now you can test. Is that going to work for my body? Because maybe it did work for somebody, but maybe it's not going to work for your body.
Well, and I think back too to, you know, to all the different things that go on with the foods that we eat and things like you just mentioned about all these different things that we read that come from these so-called experts. And, you know, it's, you know, the whole labeling of food and trying to understand what's in it is so it's becoming more and more complicated that you almost need this encyclopedia manual to understand that, and then you don't even know if that's going to be accurate because it could change in 6 months or a year. And what I love about your system is it gives you like instantaneous feedback right then and right there whether that food or that drink or that supplement is going to benefit your body right then and right there without having to know where it came from or what's in it or what is organic or not organic or whatnot. That you get an instantaneous reading right there whether you should to do that or whether it's a total waste of money, which in a lot of cases, you know, the foods that we eat and the supplement take are completely dead and or not good for us. That might be a great supplement. The supplement might be very powerful for somebody else, like you said, but it may totally not be what we need in the moment for our body.
Yeah, and I just want to put something out just a little further, and we're testing belief systems here, which I'm always happy to do, is that when you go to the store to buy a product, say you're buying a bottle of oil, cooking oil, you never buy the first bottle on the shelf. And to humans, I would say because they put the new product at the back, so you want to take back product. But the reality of it is that everyone who walks by is putting their energy into that oil. So whether I'm sick or healthy, I've now put my energy into that bottle of oil that you're about to buy.
So yeah, that's extremely powerful. That's an aspect that this success testing that you're offering to teach is huge, because this is what people tend to forget, is that, you know, we're not just human beings, but we're spiritual beings, and there's this energy around us, and everything takes on that energy, and sometimes that energy is healing and helpful for us, and sometimes that energy is toxic. And just like you said, depending on what products you buy and use for your body, you could be using some of the best products for you that are going to really help and heal you, or you could be using the same exact product that's already been overheated in the sun, or it's been exposed to some sort of energetic toxin that's going to not serve you. And that's very, very powerful. So,
yeah, I was at a restaurant with some friends, and they wanted to order vodka. And I tested the vodka, and I said, no, you can't have any liquor, actually, in this place. And they said, why not? And they looked at all the pretty bottles that were on display. I said, well, number one, they have the sun coming through the window right behind all the liquor, so it's bad.
Right.
And number two, that particular bottle has bacteria in it. I think the top of it, the spout or something, must have touched a cup or something that had bacteria on it. And they look at me like, wow, you can even tell what has bacteria in it that's not good for me? And I'm like, testing, hello.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to the fact that it's really difficult unless you have a system like this, or until you have a system like this, that, you know, so many things, you know, happen, you know, behind the scenes that we don't know. You know, people that have infections that are walking around putting their fingers in your clean glasses before they set them down on the table. There's all these things that happen on the physical level, but we don't even really, unless we're more open to these energies, we don't have a way to test them and measure them. But yet that's exactly what you're providing for people with this system, is a system of tools to measure not just the physical energy or the nutritional components, but actually what is it now in this moment for your body, you know? And like you said, sometimes the prettiest bottles are the ones that are the worst, you know? You don't know what's happened to them before they come to you. You know, where have they been on the shelf? Where were they beforehand? Who's handled them? Who's touched them? What kind of bacteria and whatnot?
Yeah, and again, just going on to a very practical level, you can test, is this person telling you the truth? So there's a lot of people that are telling stories of something that they read and believing it's true. So you can test, is this true? And if you get a no, then you can test, is it true for them? Because maybe they really believe this is to be true. But so at that point, you could just say, ah, oh, that's interesting, instead of saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Well, that's so powerful. That's actually interesting, because I feel like one of the areas that I've been so successful in my life is really having the ability to know if somebody's being truthful and know the distinction between somebody telling me something that really is their truth, but yet I don't necessarily buy into it because it's not my truth. So without making it right or wrong, I can simply say, well, thank you, or no thank you. And, you know, whether it's buying a car or a house or doing business with somebody, if you know that person is in integrity and they're being open and honest with themselves, but also open and honest with you, then it's so much easier to understand it. You guys are supposed to have a business relationship. And I've been very successful in a lot of ways because I know who to shy away from, you know, and it's not to label them as good or bad people, but simply because I just knew that what they were selling wasn't for me or they weren't completely honest and whatnot. So what you're saying is hugely, hugely powerful.
Yeah. That's what I'm all about, empowering you to lead your best life. And unlike many other people in this field, I don't want you to keep coming back to me. I want you to be testing on your own. So I have a lot of clients now that are calling and saying, okay, you have to help me with this. I'm getting, oh, here's a great story. A CEO called me, and she said, I'm using the method, and I went, good for you. And she said, but I'm getting a yes and a no to the same answer. What is that about? I said, all right, what's the question? She said, should I go to California for business? I said, well, that's two questions. And this is where the trick lies, is in asking a clear question so you can get a clear answer. So I said to her, the two questions are, should you go to California and for business? So it's coming up. Yes, you have to go to California, but it's not going to be good for business. And she let out a string of words I didn't even know she knew, because apparently she'd already spent $5,000 on a little trade show that she was investing in to try and take her business by coastal, and here I am telling her it's not good, and she says, all right, I'm going to cancel. I said, no, you have to go to California. I don't know why, but you have to go to California. So she went to this trade show. It cost her an additional $10,000, so now she's in the hole $15,000, and she calls me up 2.5 months later. She's engaged to the man at the next booth.
Yeah.
Which is why she had to go to California.
Yeah. Well, that's an awesome story, and it's a perfect example about how clarity really is the power to everything, and then the combination of clarity when asking questions. Like you said, she may have, you know, when she was getting mixed signals about the answers because she had two different things going on, that it clearly was not necessarily a business opportunity. It was really going to thrive for her, but in this case, it was a personal venture. So very, very awesome. As always, Cynthia, it's great to speak with you, and it's just, I don't know where the time flies, but we have about 2 minutes left, so if there's anything you'd like to share in the last little bit of time that we've got left today, just feel free.
I'd like to say, check me out. Ask me a question, and I'll teach you how to test, and for the rest of your life, you'll be on the path to your best life.
Absolutely, and that's what I love so much about what you do, that, you know, there's so many systems out there that really talk about empowering us as individuals, and yet what you find is at the end you become reliant on a system where you have to constantly keep checking with somebody else. And, you know, the system that you have got that you're teaching is so incredible because, yes, there's a period of time where people have to consult with you and help learn and eventually, you know, double check in with you. But then the whole goal of what you're doing, which I find so powerful and part of the great awakening that we all need to have, is that it really does empower us as individuals to take our life back into our own hands and know the truth about who we are, know the truth about what's going on in the world, and really be able to make decisions from a place of power.
Wow, you summed it all up, Russell. It's fabulous.
Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to bringing you on the show again at some point in time. I strongly encourage any of the listeners out there to sign up for Cynthia's one question. She can give you amazing insight about your question, also amazing insight in about her abilities to access information for you. And from anybody that calls in and contacts Cynthia and mentions the show today, the Great Awakening radio show, you are going to get the success testing program, which is a $300 value. And I strongly, from working with Cynthia, knowing her and having her on the radio show so many times, I can attest that this is a really, really powerful opportunity, and you are going to want to take advantage of that. And with that, I'd just like to thank you again one more time, Cynthia, for being here, and just I hope the listeners got a lot of value today. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Russell. Ciao for now.
Always a pleasure.